The situation in the country, economically speaking, is very difficult. When the economy is not doing so well, it affects a whole lot of things, including the writing of books, the publishing of books. When you want to write a book, there's a lot of research that's required. So at times, it's not easy to be able to conduct the research that you want to conduct within the amount of time that you might have set for yourself. If you say you want to write a book within 2 years, it might actually take you more than 2 years. I've actually been speaking to somebody over the past few days who has been researching about the media, or the Zimbabwean media, the state of Zimbabwean media. And he's still doing that research. He has been doing it for the past 5 years. And this is a person who's based outside the country, who is actually in a much better economic situation. But he's still finding it quite difficult to move around Zimbabwe to get the people that he wants to talk to, because people are busy with the trying to earn a living.
Do you expect the book fair to help you as a writer and your colleagues in terms of, you know, trying to deal with some of these issues?
We hope the book is going to focus really on trying to assist the local book writers so that they can get a wider market, so that they can also get published. They are able to get publishing rights with various other publishers across the globe, so that they can also get translation rights. Once you get those kinds of rights sold, it's another way of making money. So we hope the book sale will enable local writers to make a bit more money.
And in terms of other, you know, accomplished Zimbabwean writers like Petina Gapa and others who are outside the country, how helpful have they been in terms of trying to make sure that they help you, those who are still on the ground and finding it difficult to market and sell books to the local populace that is currently finding it difficult to afford the books?
I don't know with other writers if they communicate with various other writers. I communicate more with the likes of Tshidanga Remba, Virginia Piri, who are locally based, and the late Chengirai Owe I used to communicate with, but, you know, he wasn't in a situation where he could assist much. He was also dealing with his own issues. But some of the other writers are quite busy people. Apart from writing, they are also professional people chasing careers. So I think the only platform that we would have as writers to be able to exchange and be able to help each other is through the Zimbabwe Writers Union or the Zimbabwe Women Writers.
Earlier on, you alluded to the fact that things are generally difficult in Zimbabwe in terms of, you know, the political economy in itself. So does that mean that, you know, the writing in itself is being affected? For example, we look at research, you know, the creative industry itself, the marketing of books, the policies. Is that going down in any way, or people are continuing to write regardless?
People are very creative in Zimbabwe. They might not have money, but they are very creative, and those who are able to create stories are still creating very wonderful stories, amazing stories. I think the issue comes to getting those stories published and then marketed fully. But I think lots of people are now also taking to social platforms like Twitter, Facebook, to market their publications.